You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent Magazine for real estate industry sales professionals, property managers and leaders. Each episode, we bring you behind-the-scenes coaching, news analysis, exclusive interviews, technology and more to help you list more, sell more and elevate your results. To subscribe to the magazine, visit eliteagent.com.au/subscribe. Here is your host, Samantha McLean.
Hey, hey, Samantha McLean from Elite Agent. In today's crazy, fast-paced world, it is now the quality of customer experience that is separating good businesses from great ones. My next guest, Amanda Stevens, is someone well known to the real estate industry through many speaking engagements over the years, and is someone that has dedicated nearly two decades to researching and understanding the science of consumer behaviour and how businesses can grow through uncertain times. In this podcast, Amanda shares some new ideas and fresh perspectives on agency versus individual branding to build market share and gives us a peek into the future of consumers, influencer marketing, and how to innovate from within.
Okay, so welcome, Amanda Stevens.
Thanks, Sam. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming along. And first of all, before we get into what we're about to talk about today, congratulations on being awarded Keynote Speaker of the Year.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So you've done a lot of presenting in the real estate industry, so a lot of people are going to be familiar with you and your work. And you've dedicated nearly 20 years to researching and understanding the science of human behaviour, and you've called 2018 the year of the customer. How did this come about?
Yeah, I've called 2018 the year of the customer because I think we're at a real precipice, a crossroads, if you like, around the importance of the customer experience. And I think that brands and businesses and individuals, for that matter, who don't put their customer at the heart of everything that they're doing this year will really struggle to maintain relevance in the next 3 to 5 years. So I think that, you know, 2018 is the year to focus on the customer experience.
We're hearing that a lot. And the recent report that you've released talks about 5 consumer trends. It has some really good takeaways in it for real estate agents. And the ones that I'd love to talk to you today about are personalization, brands with great stories. We're hearing about that a lot as well. The trend towards storytelling for brands and the rise of influencer marketing, which is a really, really interesting one. So firstly, let's talk about personalization. So what are your findings there?
So I think that the opportunity here is around creating customized, personalized experiences for your clients. And what I mean by that is, I think the days of a cookie cutter approach to the client experience are over, and the opportunity to turn your clients into advocates, which is where I think, you know, the big opportunity is for real estate, really has to start with you mapping out your customer journey and looking at all of the different touch points and how you can create experiences and touch points that are highly personalized to that individual. I think that clients, they are savvy enough to know now when things are templated, and the last thing that your clients want to feel is that you're offering them a templated approach to the sale of their property.
So, for example, things like videos and things like that, which we were talking about a little bit before, that's something that you would think needs to be customized to the client, like no more templates in videos or reporting or things like that.
Yeah, I think that from a marketing point of view, video is the category killer, and agents who aren't looking at upping their video game are going to lose the battle in the next couple of years, because video is probably the number one opportunity to create a competitive advantage, both in how you market yourself and also how you market your clients' properties. So there's lots of different ways to use video. It's not just about creating a video version of a marketing campaign for a property. It's not about a video brochure. It's about really harnessing the power of video to build your brand.
Yeah, absolutely. Another one of these trends, you talk about indie brands and the rise of popularity in indie brands. There's that age-old debate in the industry about, should I be part of a franchise or should I go with my own name, or am I going to be okay as an independent out there? I mean, that's been a debate for many, many years in the industry. So there'll be people out there that are kind of going, oh, yes, finally, one for the small independent ones. So tell me a bit about this trend and what you've seen in other industries that's led you to this.
Yeah. What consumers are telling us is that they are really connecting with indie brands. And what I mean by that are independent brands that have a strong story, founders that consumers can relate to, and offering something unique and personalized, if you like, in the marketplace. So we're seeing it a lot in fashion. And I think what that means for real estate is if you are an independent, then it's obviously good news and it's time to really amp up your story, your brand story. What it means for agents who are part of a big brand, a well-known brand, is that it's time to really start telling and building your own brand within the brand. So consumers are really connecting with brands that, as I said, have a strong story. So what is your story that you're telling to the marketplace, and how can you create something that is different and is unique that ultimately gives your clients something to talk about at a dinner party?
Let's go a little bit deeper into that, because I've read a lot about the trend towards storytelling in marketing, and there's a lot of people talking about how you need to tell good stories. So in your opinion, for an agent, what's a good story? Like, I'm sure there's probably a few people scratching their heads at the moment thinking, what sort of story should I be telling and how can that add to my personal brand?
Yeah, great question. So storytelling was how we, as humans, is how we shared information and learned from each other for hundreds of thousands of years. And we've just really lost the art of storytelling in terms of communication. So storytelling is now being whittled down to 140 characters, a hash, hashtag, three bullet points in an email. But what they've recently learned is that the human brain is still wired for storytelling. So if you want someone to remember a message, wrap it up in a story that they can relate to. And how that plays out from a practical level is, you know, there's a number of stories that you should be telling in your business. You'd be telling your own story. You know, often people will connect with why you do what you do just as much as what you do. So I think the mistake we see a lot of agents making is they think that their leading story needs to be their track record. And I'm not saying that results aren't important, but if you go in as your lead story with a client about how great you are, often that will not be the story that they connect with, because it's not about you, it's about them. So you need to, in terms of storytelling, it's not just about beating your own chest, it's about understanding what stories and what messages your client is going to connect with.
It is interesting too, because the real estate industry, I think there's an air of perfect sometimes, you know, the perfect suit and the perfect car, and there are standards that everyone tries to live up to. But something I've learned along the way is that perfection can be really hard to actually connect with. Would you agree with that?
I would totally agree with that. And I heard a story the other day that I think really sums this up around what stories or what agents should be aspiring to. So a very good friend of mine was selling a prestige property, listed it with the prestige agent in town. And when it came to the marketing campaign, the agent took the client's Range Rover out of the garage and put his Ferrari in for the photo shoot. Now, the agent probably thought that that was enhancing the property story, but what it did to the client is just made him feel a bit ill.
Yeah.
So I think that we do have to be careful around what story are we telling. Are we telling our client's story and what's important to them, or are we telling our own story?
Yeah, I think what you just said there is really interesting too, about going back to what we're talking about on personalization. So client's house has a Range Rover in it, which might lead a potential buyer to think it's a family house or a house that might be good for families or something like that. And then you put a sports car in it, it totally changes your target demographic of buyers by doing that as well.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that to deconstruct this scenario, there's a lot of things, it's a multi-level mistake, I think. It doesn't make the client feel good. Ultimately, you're portraying your idea of success and your image of success rather than what might be important to the market. We do need to be careful. Success is obviously important in real estate, but it's not the only reason that a client will choose to list with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's talk now about influencer marketing, or C2B. Everyone's heard of B2C and B2B and all those other acronyms, but C2B is a new one. So give us a bit of an overview of what that's about.
Yeah, look, I think influencer marketing is fascinating in terms of where that's heading. We're seeing now that word of mouth has switched to word of mouth, and consumers are drawing a lot of inspiration and a lot of ideas on new products and services from social media. So we're seeing the rise of the Instagram influencer. And, you know, in real estate, we might not think that that's a relevant trend or as relevant as it would be to something like fashion. But we're certainly seeing that consumers, because they are simply not consuming mainstream media the way they once did, they're drawing a lot of inspiration and a lot of their ideas from social media. So what that means is that it's just something to be aware of, I think, in real estate, that there is a rising level of influence from Instagram influencers and people who have a strong social media following. Now, how that might play out is, you know, if you have high profile clients, how can you harness that? Or just really understanding who and where your clients are hanging out on social media and how you can tap into that.
Okay, so how might influencer marketing work in the real estate industry when it comes to, say, marketing a property or a neighbourhood or something like that?
Yeah, so I think that this is an emerging opportunity from a marketing point of view, and again, is a great way for you to be customising the way that you're marketing properties for your clients. So firstly, I think it's about understanding the power of influencer marketing and looking at perhaps some peripheral industries where influencers are popping up. So for example, Three Birds Renovations is a great example. Three busy mums who have a renovation company and they have over 200,000 followers on Instagram. So I think that the opportunity here is understanding some brands or what brands are powerful on Instagram around property styling, for example. So you might collaborate with a homewares brand or a local artist that has a huge following. So just thinking a little bit creatively around how you might style the property or recommend the property is styled using a couple of pieces that enable you to tap into their following. So have those pieces in the home and tag them on the marketing campaign so you're able to harness that following of either that artist or that homewares brand. That's an example of how potentially I think we're going to start seeing more collaboration in the real estate industry to tap into Instagram influencers.
Yeah, interesting. Also, it goes back to what you were just saying, or what you were saying in the beginning about personalization, because I think to be able to tap into that, you really need to know who you're marketing to so that you can find the right influencers.
Yeah, understanding what brands on Instagram are really connecting with your target audience. And I think if you can bring that to the table for a client, it creates a significant competitive advantage versus this is how we're going to photograph and style your property. So I think it's just about going the extra mile and really bringing something different to the table from a marketing point of view.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that we're seeing a lot of examples in the industry where either single operators or boutique brands are able to grab market share very quickly in the current market by doing things differently.
Yeah, I think Tim Ferriss often says, you know, if 80% of the people are doing the same thing, it's time to think about something differently, right?
Absolutely. And there's no reason that even if you are with a big established brand that you can't individually be doing things innovatively.
I mean, that's a really interesting thought there that I'd just like to pick up on for a moment, because we did talk about the rise of the indie brand and storytelling and things like that. If you were a big brand, there's been the age-old debate of agents not necessarily wanting to promote personal brands over the company brand, over the franchise brand. There's agency principals who are a bit scared of allowing their people to tell stories and innovate from within and all the rest of it, that we really need to turn that on its head in today's environment. So what we're saying is, with these types of trends that we've been talking about this morning, that the debate between personal brand versus company brand, it's really okay for your people to be promoting their personal brand and innovating from within.
Oh, I think it's necessary. I think it's no longer a debate. I think that if you're a big established brand or a franchise, I think that the challenge and the opportunity moving forward is going to be how you can harness the best of the brand equity, but also really build the individual stories and the individual brands of your people. Because I think if you get that combination right, that's going to be a very potent competitive advantage in the market that we're heading into.
So are there any other influences that agents should be looking to harness?
Well, I think the biggest influencer and one an opportunity that I think is often overlooked for agents is their existing clients. So their existing client base is often the most untapped opportunity. So the ability to turn those clients into walking unpaid advertisements for the brand is an incredible opportunity. And how you do that is back to customized experiences, but also ensuring that you're really rewarding and going the extra mile and doing those surprise and delight things even after the sale.
So this is almost the colliding of both worlds, referrals and social media.
Yeah, I think it's the word of mouth and the word of mouth. And I think if you can get that combination right, it's just super powerful. And, you know, I talk a lot about things are going so high tech and so automated that I think we're starting to see a pendulum swing back a little bit. I think that too many brands and individuals are relying on the high tech, whereas if they come back a little bit and still do the high touch very well, I think that combination of high tech and high touch is where the intersection of that is where the future lies.
Yeah, absolutely. So you make good human connections and that then will form good digital connections, if you like. So it's a circular sort of thing.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt we're in a post-digital age, and I think that the digital tools are going to be an increasingly important part of the marketing strategy for both the brand itself and the individual brands and also marketing properties, there's no doubt. But I think that ultimately what people connect with is you. You know, you're in a people business, and the things that people talk about at dinner parties and where referral business happens is the things that you do that are the high touch moments, that are those personalized touches that really are the icing on the cake of a solid digital strategy.
So for some of the things that we've talked about this morning, which are quite new trends, especially in influencer marketing and the rise of storytelling and things like that, and it can be quite hard for small businesses to keep up with these trends. So as a leader, how do you try and stay on top of these things?
I think it's important to stay tapped into research sources, and that's just really monitoring what's going on in other industries. I think that there's real power sometimes, particularly for real estate leaders, to step outside their industry. And, you know, the old adage of working on your business rather than in your business still rings very true. And I think it's just about having that discipline to, on a regular basis, whether that's a day a month, is just dedicate that time to stepping outside your business and outside your industry and look at what is going on in other industries and what trends do you need to be really looking at, and also looking at what other brands are doing that are world class that you can incorporate into the way that you're connecting with not only your clients but also your team.
So it doesn't actually have to be inside the industry, it can be outside the industry and keeping the radar open.
Absolutely. I think the greatest innovation we're going to see in real estate in the next 2 to 3 years will not come from real estate. It will be inspiration from other industries, other disruptive models, and other brands, and incorporating that in an innovative way into real estate.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are your top tips on building a culture of innovation within a business?
I think it's about, you know, innovation is a team sport. So engaging with your people in terms of getting their ideas and really encouraging them and incentivizing them to think innovatively, not this is how we do it because it's how it's always been done. Encourage them to spread their wings and step outside the industry and look at what's going on in other businesses and other brands, because I think that particularly your team is made up of lots of different generations usually. And so bringing different perspectives to the table is in itself very powerful. And as I said, it's about having that discipline to connect and make relevance of what's going on in seemingly unrelated businesses and industries.
And if the guys wanted to download your trends report, where can they get a copy of that?
They can head to amandastevens.com.au.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Amanda. It's been interesting and be interesting to see how all of this stuff moves forward in the future.
Thanks, Sam.
To subscribe to the magazine, visit eliteagent.com.au/subscribe.